For more than a year, lawmakers have been putting together a package of sweeping changes to education. This week, that bill took a major step toward becoming law. Representative Dan Huberty is a Republican from Humble and serves on the Public Education Committee.
We've heard from people all across the state that said, you know, we're over-testing our children. We're making it difficult for them to graduate. The current system is increasing the dropout rate, and we're not providing flexibility to our students.
Huberty says the bill will fix those concerns. To start, students will have to pass fewer standardized tests in order to graduate.
What the bill did was it took the 15 end-of-course exams, or as we call EOCs, and took them to 5.
That means students don't need to pass courses like Algebra 2 for their diploma. The bill also creates 2 graduation plans. One prepares students for college, the other plan allows more vocational and career training. Critics worry that may set standards too low. But supporters like Huberty say it will help more students graduate and enter the workforce.
So this is going to be one of the things that we think is going to help us with our dropout rate, number one. Number two, it's going to give more flexibility.
The bill now heads to the Senate. If it passes there, it will go to the governor. From the KUHF Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.